Yep. All right. We're good. We're going. We're live. All that jazz. Maybe. Okay. Sorry, y'all. We were having some issues with cords and whatnot. All right. So anyways, welcome to the Wine Cellar. Let's see if we can figure it out. We have some news. We have some comments. I don't know. I might have a rant or two in me. It is a Thursday after all. So, all right. Let us start with... what are we going to start with? Let's start with anti-vaxxers, because they amuse me. Yeah? Yeah. So, did you know that apparently anti-vaxxers think dogs can get autism?
No.
Yeah. That's fun, right?
Oh, fuck.
I know. I just, like, this isn't even, well, I mean, I guess not vaccinating your children is serious, but I just had to do this one because I was like, really? And I saw the headline. So the anti-vaccination movement is now moving on to veterinarians with claims that dogs can become autistic if immunized.
Actually, I'm kind of basic. This is humans only and not any mammal.
I don't know how you would test for autism in a mammal.
Humans are mammals.
Other mammals, like a dog. How would you test for autism in a dog?
I've never heard of this concept before. This is new to me, and I'm basic, and it seems possible to me, actually.
I don't know. I don't know how you would test for that, or how they're determining that these dogs are, you know, autistic. So, this is Sydney vet Sam Kovac says he's seen a rise in the number of pet owners who are refusing to get their dogs vaccinated against the deadly parvovirus out of fears, unfounded, it says unfounded, that the animals will develop autism. This is despite the fact there has never been a recorded case of an animal with the condition. So no other mammal has been on the record being autistic, just us. So yeah. You know, I'm just saying. My headphones keep falling off. It's a little awkward. Yeah, I thought I had a big head until I got these headphones that won't stay on it. And now I'm just like, oh, man. I have never heard of a case of a dog or cat being diagnosed with autism, says Dr. Kovac. The Vet Association says the claims by anti-vaxxers are baseless and dangerous for pets that could be protected against fatal viruses with a simple shot. Autism is a lifelong developmental condition that affects, among other things, the way an individual relates to his or her environment and their interactions with other people. Some have tried to falsely claim that the MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella, is linked to an increase in autism. But Sydney-based GP Danielle McMullen says that myth has been well debunked. There is just no science that says that there is a link between vaccinations and autism. We just can't prove it, and in fact, we have disproved it. So we can strongly say there is no link between vaccines and autism. Which also, you know, I'm not going to read that article, but I did see an article, too, saying babies in Australia have come down with measles because they're too young to get all the vaccinations. And, of course, people aren't vaccinating and herd immunity and all that. So apparently dogs are dying of parvo and children are getting measles because anti-vaxxers. Thanks, Jen McCarthy. Yeah, I just wanted to do that because that's just kind of funny to me. I don't know. All right. Let's see. Should we do actual news? Yeah.
Yeah, some of it, yeah.
All right. We have... you know what? I'm going to read this one because this is going to be a nice segue into the next story. So, I do believe we covered when it originally happened. In 2015, outside the Twin Peaks restaurant, there was like a huge shootout between two rival biker gangs.
Oh, fuck. That was white on white crime, wasn't it?
Probably.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah. I like it. I want to hear that.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite certain we covered this story. So, and now this is the update from April 2nd, so a couple days ago. Dozens of bikers who engaged in a broad daylight shootout that left 9 dead outside a Waco, Texas restaurant will skate on all charges. Some 200 bikers were arrested after the massive melee between the Bandidos and the Cossacks gangs outside the Twin Peaks restaurant in 2015 in May. But former McLennan County District Attorney Abel Reyna has only brought conspiracy charges against 155 of the alleged participants, despite the deaths and more than 100 guns, knives, clubs, and brass knuckles recovered from the scene. I just fucking, what?
Guns, what? Knives, and brass knuckles.
Okay, but how?
That's called diversity.
How can you not get charged when they literally picked up 100 guns, knives, clubs, and brass knuckles from the crime scene, in addition to dead bodies? The first case ended in a mistrial in November 2017, and Reyna never brought any of the others to trial. Reyna later dropped charges against all but 24 of them and failed to move the case forward, according to the Waco Tribune-Herald. Now his successor, McLennan County District Attorney Barry Johnson, says he's dropping the remaining charges because Reyna's case is weak, according to paperwork. The gangbangers, oh, I like they called them gangbangers. I like that. Enjoy that equal representation, y'all. Could have faced murder, assault, and weapons charges had Reyna done his job, but the statute of limitations has lapsed, Johnson told the Tribune-Herald. In my opinion, had this action been taken in a timely manner, it would have and should have resulted in numerous convictions and prison sentences against many who participated in the Twin Peaks brawl. Over the next 3 years, the prior district attorney failed to take action for reasons that I do not know to this day. So, yeah, a bunch of gang members, motorcycle gang members, got into a fight, shot a bunch of people, weapons and bodies were recovered at the scene, and nobody is getting fucking charged with shit. Despite 200 arrests. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, you neckers have been complaining about us going too hard on gangbangers, mm-hmm, and not realizing that they just didn't have the same opportunities as everybody else. Now, finally, some gangbangers get some leniency, and you neckers are going to complain about that, too.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
You're wrong.
No.
And the white man is right.
No.
Why does white rhyme with right?
Because it's wrong.
See? And wrong rhymes with bong, which is the sound of a billy club on a nigger's empty head. Bong.
It is. It's like a gong.
That's a dark joke. That's not fun.
We're horrible people.
Yeah, like no one laughed. Everybody cringed in their headphones at that.
I think they expect that from us at this point. Does anyone expect us to actually tell funny jokes?
Somebody.
Like, really?
There's someone like, I don't really appreciate that yawn you tried to spin.
Yeah, okay. Wait, what's in the comments?
And then I start thinking, like, we are kind of laughing. I guess you're laughing at the anti-vaxxers, but autism is serious. And, Rebecca Loco. Rebecca Loco's been around for a long time, yes, like since 2004. And Rebecca Loco put, dog ASD characteristics. 1, doesn't like socializing with other dogs. 2, finds it hard to show empathy. 3, melts down when it doesn't get the right dog kibble. I'm struggling for more.
I don't even know, like, how you would gauge autism in a dog, like, honestly. Because it's not like they could just tell you, you know?
No, this is why I hate people that are like, yeah, my dog is nice. All right, let's hear the fucker say something nice.
Right, exactly. These fucking headphones, man.
Hey, you don't have to have them on.
I like it. It makes it better.
Oh, basically, you just like feeling like a professional studio person.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You're like,
No, because I try to gauge how loud I need to be talking depending on how loud the instrumental is, because they're not all the same.
There you go.
Volume.
So you are a professional broadcaster. And Phoenix Kalita is going to update her Phoenix Kalita show feed tomorrow.
Yes. I recorded something today.
Oh, you want it for that? Okay, I didn't know what you wanted that for. All right, so it looks like I'm going to update it tonight. You just got to email it to me.
Yeah, I recorded about the massage pro. Yeah, if anyone wants to hear about, like, the updates and the, like, the pearl-clutching human trafficking story about that massage parlor where the Patriots owner was found. I talked about that in some of the updates. Yeah. So we just read about how what happens when you belong to a white motorcycle gang and kill a bunch of people and get arrested and don't get charged with anything in Texas.
Texas.
However, when you're a black woman in Texas, it's a little different.
Oh, she got hurt. Yeah, I saw that video clip, man. That fucker was like putting his full weight in those goddamn punches.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking animal.
Yes. So, here's the original story. There's an update. But the original story was, Dallas charges black woman beaten unconscious by white racist with a felony.
Mm-hmm. So, like, he already had a... Oh, wait, no, they're charging her with a felony,
yeah.
Because she broke a window.
Yeah, in his truck, yeah. So, all right, they have the update. I don't want to read the update yet. So this is how the story originally went down. The Dallas police held a news conference Tuesday afternoon to discuss the controversial charges against Dijanique.
Dijanique? Let me look at it. Yeah, LaDijanique Lee.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go to, like, LaDijanique Lee.
Yeah.
And I believe the hashtag is what? LaDij Lee?
Yeah, just to kind of simplify it. Because for folks like... And I know there's someone that's like, that's one of them American black ghetto names. No, that's a French name. Mm-hmm. Because all of Western Europe has fucking forced their names and shit on everybody.
Right. So, the Dallas police held a news conference to discuss the charges against LaDijanique Lee. This is a quote from Deputy Chief Thomas Castro. It is not the intention of the Dallas Police Department to pick one side or the other. We value all our citizens. Help me. All right.
Uh-huh.
So here's the original story. Authorities in Dallas have given a felony charge to a black woman seen on video late last month being brutally beaten by a racist white man, according to civil rights attorney S. Lee Merritt. Just fun side note... S. Lee Merritt is one of the lawyers that Sean King, a.k.a. Talcum X, a.k.a. Martin Spoofa King, there's other ones, I just can't think of them all right now, retained when he tried to sue a queer black college student because she made a tweet about him that he didn't like. And S. Lee Merritt is one of the lawyers who, just saying, just throwing that out there.
So he's a social justice ambulance chaser.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh.
Pretty much. That's a very good way to put it. And by the way, Talcum X still has not released those financials. Like, does everyone remember he said he was going to release all his financial statements about where all the money's gone because people had questions? That was supposed to happen at the beginning of last month. Still hasn't happened. Yeah. All right, so, LaDijanique was charged with at least one felony Tuesday, hours after Dallas police were reportedly preparing to file criminal charges for allegedly damaging her attacker's pickup truck when she was beaten on March 21st. Mm-hmm. During a dispute that escalated in a parking lot in the neighborhood of Deep Ellum, Lee's attacker, Austin Sheffield, reportedly called her a stupid nigger and then pulled out a gun before punching her with uppercuts that left her unconscious.
So that would make his shit a hate crime.
Should, but they won't.
Yeah.
Sheffield was released on a $2,000 bond. $2,000. Beat her unconscious, pulled a gun on her, and used racial slurs.
And you know, this is the type of motherfucker that would actually lynch someone, right?
Probably has.
No, because Kamala made it illegal.
Yeah, uh-huh.
See, that's she stopped a lynching.
Right, yeah, okay.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. So he was released on a $2,000 bond the same day he was locked up for attacking the 24-year-old woman. The Dallas bartender was initially charged with misdemeanor assault. Misdemeanor. Pulled a gun on someone, beat them unconscious. That's a misdemeanor. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. After angry protests about the slap on the wrist, police upgraded the charges to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a second-degree felony, and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Notice no hate crime.
No.
Mm-hmm. This case mirrored the outrage that erupted after former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger gunned down Botham Jean, an unarmed black man, in his own apartment in September. Police arrested Geiger several days after the shooting and charged her with manslaughter. Mm-hmm. She turned herself into a police after a loud outcry from folks in the black community and national media attention. She then walked out of jail mere hours later on bond. Right. So it was not clear earlier on Tuesday when the police would arrest Lee. In Texas, criminal mischief is a state felony if the damage costs between $2,500 to $30,000. Wait, so if the damage is $50,000, is it still not a felony? Or is it an upgraded felony? What the fuck is that? Texas be having some weird-ass laws.
That's because it's the free republic of Texas.
Right.
And you're messing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca Loco said, fuck, it keeps getting worse and worse.
Oh, yeah.
The story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember we covered the one about the guy who killed the sex worker in Texas? And, got off on some, fucking, statute from, 1840?
Yes, if someone's stealing from you at night and you shoot to kill, it's legal. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, he wanted another service that she was not providing.
Right.
And so he got to fucking murder her.
Yeah, and like, he shot her in the neck. He shot her in the neck with an AR-15 as she was leaving. That was the thing. There wasn't even like an altercation. Like, she was literally in the car leaving, and he started shooting at the car and shot her in the neck.
And know that that guy is just out there.
Yeah, he's
like,
out.
You see, you hear a lot of, by, I don't mean like out of jail. I mean just he's floating around.
Yeah, he's like in a grocery store right fucking now.
Yeah.
Or like in traffic or.
And he's meeting someone and they're like, hey, this is a nice guy. Maybe we can go on a date. Like, he's just out there living it. Because he wouldn't be if more programs were like the Wine Cellar will cover these damn stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that there's a lot of shit. It's a small story. There's a lot of goddamn stories.
Right.
But fucking, there's so many programs and there's so many niggas that got a lot of reach.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we just got to start tapping niggas. Yeah. Especially you. You got that reach on Twitter. Start tapping niggas. Be like, yo, some one of y'all niggas, boost this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Talib, boost this fucking story.
Right.
Yeah, that's your guy, Talib Kweli.
That's my guy. Okay. You think everyone's my guy?
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
Nina Hartley follows you and comments on your posts.
She does. On both of her accounts, her professional and her personal. Lee allegedly cost thousands of dollars of damage to Sheffield's truck. The viral video of the attack appears to show Sheffield holding a gun in one hand as he slaps away Lee's cell phone, who was reportedly attempting to call 911. Lee responded to Sheffield's aggression by shoving him away, but he retaliated by punching her multiple times. And then, of course, they link the video because it's super duper fun to watch black people getting fucked up. After the video went viral, dozens of protesters took to the streets to call for felony hate crime charges against Sheffield. A black woman was violently assaulted in Dallas, Texas by a white supremacist. The response by the criminal justice system is woefully insufficient. Now is the time to get that corrected, as Lee Merritt tweeted. Oh, so he knew about this case, but that's how he found her. All right. He knew about the case before he was her lawyer. Ambulance chasing. We have to stand in solidarity because too many times as people of color, we don't have any wins, said community activist Olinka Green to the Dallas Morning News. We're going to let this sister know we are going to stand in solidarity with her. This turn of events will likely set off another round of protests, right?
You know, if I was a journalist, like, you know, fucking, I almost said gumshoe. I think that's a different thing.
That's a detective.
Yeah, but, you know, feet on the fucking ground, rhetorically speaking. And, rhetorically speaking, I'm redundant. And, fucking, but, you know, feet on the ground, asking the questions, meeting the people, you know, dark alley in the coffee shop, and, hey, man, what's the lowdown? You know, if I was that fucker, I'd need to have more than the term activist to describe someone.
Yeah.
Because that's, again, as many a words, it has fallen a victim to modern colloquialism. So it's like, I need specifics. What do you do?
Well, like, activist and then, like, what's the other one? Organizer.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of you niggas claim you're organizers, but you couldn't organize a goddamn book club if your life depended on it. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah, and I really wouldn't, because book clubs are so uncool. My gosh.
It's just because you don't like to read, Negro.
I read the news. I've read more news than people that love books read books.
You have not read more books. You have not read more news either.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I have his did.
No.
Oh, yeah, ma'am.
No.
Way more than people that love books.
False. Lie. Fake news. All right. So now here's the update because, you know, Twitter got involved. That's like, and this is the thing about social media that's like both really good and really terrifying is it can create action. But it's like if we didn't have like Twitter and the video didn't go viral, where would she be right now? She'd be in fucking jail. She'd be...
Oh, she'd have been.
Some shit, yeah.
In the same cell as Sandra Bland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now... Oh, did I click the wrong link? I did. Now here's the update. They dropped the felony charge because activists, you know, got involved. So authorities in Dallas dropped the felony charge against a black woman seen on a viral video last month being brutally beaten, said civil rights attorney S. Lee Merritt, the ambulance chaser, on Wednesday. As reported on Tuesday, Dallas police had originally charged La Dajanique Lee with criminal mischief in her confrontation. No. Ah, that fucking thing where you're, like, on a link and then you get the pop-up, but you can't actually get rid of the pop-up, but it's one of those, like, you've won a thing. Click on the link. no, I don't want to click on the link. I want to read the news article. I didn't win shit. I did not win a new iPhone. Stop fucking with me.
Yeah.
all right. So she was charged with criminal mischief at her confrontation. I like how they say in her confrontation with bartender Austin Sheffield. He beat the fuck out of her. It wasn't a confrontation. It wasn't like people were going blow for blow.
And we need to know that he's a bartender.
Right. They're leaning on that. He beat the fuck out of her and pulled a gun on her. Like, fine. Confrontation. She was accused of damaging Sheffield's pickup truck after he violently attacked her in a Dallas neighborhood of Deep Ellum. A spokeswoman for the Dallas County District Attorney's Office confirmed to Dallas Morning News on Wednesday that District Attorney John Cruzat declined to prosecute Lee. The DA did what was right, what they were supposed to do in the situation, but it is an embarrassment that these charges were brought forward, said Merritt, who is representing Lee, and added that he was ashamed of the Dallas Police Department. Cruzat said that he'd had no idea that the city's police department planned to file charges against Lee. The district attorney, this is a quote from Cruzat. The district attorney had no prior knowledge that an arrest warrant was issued, he said in a terse statement on Tuesday night. He seemed displeased by this. When and if charges reach the district attorney's office, we will take appropriate action. In the encounter between Sheffield and Lee, Sheffield appears in the viral video to hold a gun in one hand and is seen slapping away Lee's cell phone. Lee responded by pushing him, and he retaliated by punching him multiple times and called her a stupid nigger during the assault. And then, of course, they show the video again because why the fuck not, right? And then, of course, just, you know, recapping, right? So he got out on a $2,000 bond, was charged with a fucking misdemeanor, right? And all that stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that is all just straight recaps, yeah.
Rebecca Loco in the archive chat space did an add-on to, like, what I was saying, like, if you didn't have, like, folks on the Twitter and the privately owned social media getting this stuff, making it public shit and getting niggas out in the streets.
Right.
That, you know, should be in the same cell as Sandra Bland or the same cell as the black woman domestic violence victim given 20 years for letting off a warning shot.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
one's Marissa Alexander in Florida. And,
which, of course... The prosecutor who did that to her was the same prosecutor who couldn't convict George Zimmerman.
Oh, didn't want to. I can't remember, man. Is that an appointed or an elected position?
Elected. Oh, yeah. She is no longer there after the fucking Zimmerman shit got ousted in the next election.
Well, it was probably just betting on that white vote out there, that freedom vote.
Mm.
You know, and it's like, you know, when you juxtapose that you can stalk, harass, attack, and murder a black boy, and you're standing your ground.
Right.
But if you fire a warning shot in the air with your legally registered weapon to get a boyfriend out who actually has documented history of domestic violence, that is not standing your ground.
It's not standing your ground.
And that's the thing. It's only standing your ground if niggers are dead.
That's because black people aren't allowed to have ground.
That's right. This is the white man's ground.
Right, exactly.
Come on.
White man's air, white man's ground.
They wrote that song to each other. This land is your land. This land is my land.
Yes.
And we can expand. Take more from the Mexicans.
Yeah, yes, actually.
That's what happened.
Yes. Okay, I have more real news, but... I don't want it to get too heavy, so I got to add in a little white-on-white crime.
Yep, and you got to get to Lori Lightfoot so that we can wrap up the free content.
Yes.
I got to remember, socialized. I'm being politically correct.
All right, so this one I'm going to read because it's funny, and then we're going to get to Lori Lightfoot. All right, so.
Shout out P. Loco. I see you, nigga.
Florida man.
Little four-foot. Nigga. Yes. All right.
A Florida man. Sumter County. Do you know where Sumter County is?
No. I only left Orange County once the whole 12 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
A 45-year-old man was more than 3 times over the legal limit while driving a...
Pick 'em up truck.
Golf cart.
Oh, fucking Christ. Really?
On the road at the Village's development Thursday evening, the Sumter County Sheriff's Office said. Deputies said they were called shortly before 7:45 p.m. to East County Road 466 and Morse Boulevard after a passerby saw Dean Hooks nodding off while waiting at a red light.
You are the goddang whitest person I've ever seen.
Hooks seemed groggy. His eyes were watery and bloodshot, and he smelled of alcohol and had difficulty answering simple questions, including when he was asked for his name. Nigga, I cannot imagine being so drunk you can't remember your fucking name.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Police said he then became very defensive when he was asked for his address and date of birth.
Fucking, I can't, like, podcast listeners, I can't react to this shit. Like, I have to let the soundboard talk. I don't know what the fuck to say. It kind of makes you just want to go to a barbershop quartet. Right? It does, doesn't it?
Na 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 na.
Is this what's playing in his head?
Oh, cool. I love stupid shit like this.
Na 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 na.
That's what was happening, right?
Na na na.
This was in his head.
Here come the odd step up. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in all the area. Still love you like that.
Fine, you and your goddamn story.
Deputies said that Hooks told them he does not normally wear glasses, but he had a pair of glasses hanging from his shirt. They say, police say, an open 1.75 liter bottle of Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey.
God, even that would technically be wearing the glasses. Even if they're not on your face, they are on your person. Fine.
So there was an open bottle of Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, and four miniature bottles of liquor were discovered on a seat beside Hooks.
Oh, he was having a day.
Yes, he was.
He was having a day, man.
Investigators say Hooks provided two breath samples, which registered alcohol concentrations of 0.285 and 0.292. The legal limit in Florida is 0.08.
What?
Deputy said Hooks read the DUI citation and refused to sign it, so he faces an additional charge. Hooks was booked into the Sumter County Detention Center on charges of driving under the influence and resisting an officer. An arrest report said Hooks was previously convicted of driving under the influence in Maitland in 2000.
This is the kind of guy, like, when he was a child growing up, his parent would walk in the room and say, you're not cleaning your room. And he was like,
exactly. Exactly, nigga.
I like it. All right. So now back to real news. Chicago.
Yeah.
So we have a new mayor, Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Yes. And
well, you're not a supporter.
I'm not a supporter.
Why do you hate Negro colored women?
I hate Lori Lightfoot.
And
you know what actually bothers me about her is, like, I think she's going to be used to justify, like, Kamala. Because Lori Lightfoot was a prosecutor. And so I'm like, see, people vote for black women who are prosecutors. Like, I see it coming. Anyway, so she's also a lesbian, right? So black woman, lesbian, queer, really good with the identity politics boxes.
Yeah, as long as you hit all the intersections but poor, you're fucking awesome, buddy.
So of course everyone's like, oh, we're winning because, you know, no. Here's just a couple things. So less than 24 hours after being elected, she said she wants to focus on the charges that were dropped against Jussie Smollett.
Why?
She told MSNBC, the state's attorney's office here, which made the decision to unilaterally drop the charges, has given a much more fulsome explanation. We cannot create the perception that if you're rich or famous, you get one set of justice, and for everybody else, it's something much harsher. That won't do, and we need to make sure the criminal justice system has integrity. Nigger.
Politics is weird and creepy, and now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
And then, of course, it would be nice if Lori Lightfoot, you know, like, out of all the fucking things, right? And then, of course, you know, some other things about Lori Lightfoot. This article is from The Advocate. This is Benji Hart. who says Lori Lightfoot has made history by becoming the first black woman to be mayor of Chicago, as well as the first openly gay person. Across the country, this has been heralded as a victory for queer communities. However, for many in Chicago, especially those who are black or brown, these celebrations ring hollow and feel like active erasure. Active erasure of the trend. Because you know what? There was one sentence, but it's broken up with like the ad. So it's got like a picture of selling, I don't know, real estate or something. But like the sentence goes in between it, like at the top and the bottom. They didn't finish the sentence before putting in the ad.
That's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
You were just trying to get away from the part where Lori Lightfoot makes like a, basically a pro community out here to help people position. Mm-hmm. I have the audio.
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers.
I'm going to get a copyright on that one. God. That's pretty much my fucking, every morning after posting an episode, well, where's my notification that YouTube says you better not try to monetize this? It's not a hit against you, but don't you do it.
All right. So these celebrations ring hollow and feel like active erasure of the tremendous organizing labor against a candidate who is so similar to a predecessor we fought so hard to push out. Where outsiders see a political newcomer, we see an adversary with whom we've actively been entangled for years. Where the misinformed see a progressive, we see a figure with strong ties to the Chicago machine's most repressive elements and a long track record of doing harm to the communities she claims to represent. Okay. So, Lightfoot is a longtime corporate lawyer and prosecutor known for representing white right-wing conglomerates and defending police against misconduct charges.
Hey. No, that's wrong.
No.
Lisa Loco left a comment in there. First, Lisa Loco had to be all country and shit. Mm-hmm. Came in and said, "What up, y'all?" And then said, that's not how that nigga sounds. And then said, Lori Lightfoot is a cop. Her blackness, queerness, and womanhood do not excuse her copness. Can we call her Lieutenant Lori? We
gotta work on one. Lieutenant Lori. All
yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. Maybe something.
Yeah. This fucking thing is blowing all goofy and shit. Yeah. All right.
But nigga, you came up on me off some function.
That's loud.
Hell yeah.
Nigga.
Young white men should be loud. They're not heard.
No, they shouldn't be. So previously to being elected mayor, she was also appointed to every position in public office she's held, first by Mayor Richard M. Daley and then by Rahm Emanuel, who is friends with Obama, who ran Chicago the way Obama ran the country and, you know, increase of police brutality, closing down schools, you know, giving money to the rich, all that sort of thing.
Okay, but okay, now you're saying increase police brutality. Okay, but what happens when police are brutal? They're coming in contact with people in the community. Uh-huh. So he actually increased police contact.
Right.
You see, and that's how you get to know people and build relationships.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what you're overlooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people like Struggle Sessions and Katie Halper tell people our show is funny, they should say, but it's really fucked up.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. At a forum of University of Chicago last month, she suggested that some of the vacant school buildings left over from Rahm Emanuel's massive school closures in almost exclusively black and poor neighborhoods should be converted into police training facilities, in addition to the construction of a new multi-million dollar police academy on the west side. That's fucking progressive as shit. Don't let the kids in schools put police in them instead. I don't know, man.
I just heard a primal sound from the Offspring on the other side of the entryway to this office.
Yeah.
There's more. What the
I don't fuck? Know.
Oh, man. Fuck it. That's I'm just betting on it. There's no guarantee, but I think this boy here is cis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, definitely.
This is cis energy.
Black queer Chicagoans, especially those who are low income, don't merely predict people will suffer under Lightfoot, but know it through her record, which already demonstrates a commitment to gentrification, disinvestment from poor communities of color, and impunity for an ever more militarized police force. While Lightfoot won every district in Chicago, her ability to capture attention of the wealthiest sectors was the key to her success. Those vocally behind her, often most divorced from the daily violence, austerity, and impoverishment that the average black queer Chicagoan faces, and continue to insist her election is a representational victory while ignoring material consequences. But such claims only serve to weaponize black queer identities by those who do not share them for the express purpose of silencing those who do. White women are not expected to take obligatory pride in the actions of Kellyanne Conway or Betsy DeVos, particularly when they are the recipients of their harmful policies. So why are people of color, especially black women and queers, treated as impertinent when we say black gay faces in high places are not what we want? Mm-hmm.
Sounds like whoever fucking reads this is familiar with Glenn Ford and Nellie Bailey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And,
I'm sure.
Lisa Loco needs to just run me my fucking talking points. Like, mm-hmm. every Sunday, I need my talking points for the week. Lisa Loco just left a comment saying, communities need resources, not cops. Well-resourced mm-hmm. communities don't need cops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so just a couple things. She's actually worked for different right-wing organizations that basically fuck over people of color, right? she has, you know, obviously supports police. She supports more police in black neighborhoods. And then, if I could find this little fucking bit right here. She was a prosecutor. And then, when it comes to cases like Dante Servin, that's the cop who killed Rekia Boyd, she wasn't exactly keen on getting him fired, you know? Like, she was very lax about that. And she's gone through some of her things as a prosecutor, chose not to investigate corrupt cops. And then in some of the, before she was a prosecutor, she was a corporate attorney. When she was a corporate attorney, a lot of the shit she did there was defending cops on corruption charges.
Oh, God. Okay, so here you go being light-skinned again.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. But Michael Finnegan, light-skinned again. Nigga, so... She's against crime, right? She's mm-hmm. on the right side of the law, mm-hmm. as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this cat that murdered Rekia Boyd, she wasn't keen on him getting fired, as you say. Because yes. what happens if he gets fired? Now he's unemployed.
Yeah.
He's going to have to turn to crime to make money.
Uh-huh.
And thus, she would be creating another criminal.
Right, okay.
Come on. Think it through, Phoenix Kaleeder.
Really? That's what you're going to go with?
Though? I don't know why they're quoting you in The Guardian and not me. I'm the one spitting all the hot fire, son.
Really? Okay.
Mad facts, B.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the companies that she worked for as a corporate attorney, she was an equity partner of a law firm that defended Big Tobacco, Big Pharma, and defends environmental polluters.
Wait, Lisa says she overturned... the decision to fire the murdering cop.
There's a lot of debate about that.
You sure?
Yeah. Because, like, ultimately he resigned before they took their final vote. But okay. I think they were going to.
Well, Lisa's a white woman and I'm a black man, so we're going to side with each other against you.
Fine.
I don't know if you knew that. That's a thought that kept running through my head today. Like, it's like a sort of, you know, hot take sort of mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
Like, black men mansplain to white women, and white women whitesplain to black men, mm-hmm. only because they can't agree on whether to throw black women under the Motley Crue tour bus or the R. Kelly tour bus.
Mm.
It's a long sentence. Not a very hot take.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, she defended herself by saying, look, it's a huge firm. We had all kinds of clients. There were definitely things that other people worked on that I was not interested in being a part of. Like, okay, but you still chose to work for a firm that defended Merrill Lynch against racial discrimination lawsuits and defended corrupt cops. So, and, of course, mind you, she's been sitting on the police oversight board for years. And how has that been working out for Chicagoans?
Chicagoan is not a word. Residents of Chicago, we
Chicagoans
can
is a word.
No.
Yes.
But wait, so how's Lori Lightfoot been working out for
yes.
him? Sitting on a board to do what?
Oh, to oversee police.
Oh, overseeing them?
Yeah, oversee the overseers.
Well, that means they don't have to do it. That's like one less task.
Right.
Are people in Chicago having enough of a hard time dealing with the police to have yes. to sit on a board and yeah. watch them? Jesus yes. Christ.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's worth noting Chicago police have cost almost $1 billion in the last 10 years in fucking lawsuits. And that's considering 95% of them never receive payouts. So that's how bad the police are. And she's like, let's put more police in black neighborhoods. It's going to be fantastic.
Wait, so they do cost some money, though. So money does move, which means that's like keeping the economy strong.
Right.
Like, don't you want money moving around?
Lisa Loco made a comment, a different case, so not the Dante Servin case.
Oh, Robert Washington, a 17-year-old individual
Oh, that really? Of course she fucking did.
Murdered by being shot in the back of the head in, oh damn, in 2000. Lori Lightfoot's been doing this shit for a while.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's been around.
2000, I was fucking, I turned 17.
Yeah.
That was a clip ago.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was in since Daily, and Daily, shit. Daily hasn't been in for a while, yeah. So yeah.
2000, none of us had any idea that Raven Simone would turn out like this. This 2000 was a while ago, nigga.
That's true. But yeah, so, you know, I just, like, she's not fucking trustworthy, and it's really irritating that people are trying to bolster her. She'd be like, but she's gay. She's black. She's a woman. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, again, don't give me the identity politics. Give me the identity policy. And she's not going to. And I'm concerned at this point that people are going to try to bolster Kamala, being like, see, just because you're a prosecutor, you can still win if you're a progressive. But, like, Lori Lightfoot is not a fucking progressive.
Imani Gandhi is making the Twitter thread right now.
Fucking probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. So, yeah, that's Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah.
She's not... No, stop fucking celebrating that shit. I mean, I hate having to go into, like, and then there's this, and then there's this. Because, like, you think something like... The guy who helped appoint her to be where she is was Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He closed down a bunch of public schools, and she thinks some of those public schools should be turned into training academies for police and not opened back up as public schools again. Like, that should be all you need to say. I want less schools and more police in black neighborhoods. Like, what the fuck?
And I guess as we get toward the end of the socialized episode,
yes,
I'll say some folks know that I'm on it about Tariq Nasheed and his bullshit, especially when it's a big black story.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm not on this one, because typically Tariq Nasheed, he does repeat himself a lot, but he will riff quickly. Like this one, on the Nipsey Hussle,
mm-hmm.
He's going so goddamn slow. It is absolutely ridiculous. So all I can tell you is everything he's saying is bullshit, but he's not saying a whole bunch of Dr. Sebi shit. Though I don't actually know, because I couldn't get past 30 minutes of the 71-minute episode because he was talking so slow. It was, like, irritating me, like, to where I couldn't really focus on the shit he was saying,
right. Rather
than most of what it was, all right, oh, my moderators, get these trolls out of here, family, get these trolls out of here. Mm-hmm. We talking some good game. Like, it was so much filler. Mm-hmm. Like, that, like, I'd say 40% of what I heard so far was like just commercial break. It was horrific. But and with this one, what I will note is that he actually just went ahead and said conspiracy. Typically they say like, oh, it's some shit going on. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're doing some shit. He's going with the word conspiracy blatantly, and he said, let me put my tinfoil koofy on.
Okay.
All right. And I think that'll be that'll be the deal right there. All right. So this is on the socialized feed. For the folks that are on that are signed up to Patreon at any amount, we do not have a tiered system. All right. Everybody who pays into the taxes gets to drive on that road.
Yes.
And and I will have another video. It'll be an unlisted YouTube, and I'll actually go ahead and post that up with this for the full episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have like little other news clips dropped in. I'm going to drop in the Green News Report with Brad Friedman, you know, so you get that audio experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And we do pass around the offering plate to the Negrotarian congregation. Mm-hmm. If you will, I am your pastor, Dark Skin Nigglesworth, and we pass around the offering plate, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, and I didn't tell Phoenix yet, but I am going to go ahead and when the check comes in, I got to put some on PayPal, and maybe a dash more from the taxes to help out Fallon. Fallon does not have a job yet.
Oh.
Yeah. So we got to help out Fallon, loco.
Mm-hmm.
And another comment from Lisa Loco as we head out. Lisa Loco said, even if you don't open them up as public schools, can we get adult literacy or job training centers, harm reduction resources for homeless, literally anything except more cops?
Oh, no. They already closed those down, too, because they weren't in the budget. Actually, half of the mental health centers in black neighborhoods have been closed down since Rahm Emanuel took over. But it's okay because he's Obama's friend, so obviously he's going to do really awesome things for black people.
Yep, and I have to end this anyway because I forgot to plug in the charger to the smart device making the Face Booze Live. So Face Booze Live, please be as safe as possible wherever you are. I'm trying to hit finish. You want me to go in low power mode? You go in low power mode, you smartphone. God damn it.
Yelling at the smartphone like it can understand you.
Hell yeah, man. You yell
but
at smartphones.
I can't say Skynet.
No, you can't. Oh, now you're acting like a white man. I need to play the clip now.
I can act like a white man because Dr. Cloud Anderson said black women and white men have the same social status in America.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
How about I can't say? Yes, you can. Just because I sigh and go, that's not real, which I have been doing for 5 years now. Jesus.
Skynet.
Though it hasn't been that consistent. You say it like twice a year now. It's not often. All right. YouTube, you're out of there for the socialized feed. You want the rest of it? We're going to hang in a little more and riff a little bit more on some whatnot, what have you, this, that, and the other. Mostly just going to be having fun.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't do that on the rest of the program.
Right.
All right. And that's at patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right. And podcast audio. We just need to do a stop and start.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Blog Talk Radio. You have to go. Yeah, let's do that.